Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. Now here's your host, Pastor Jeff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Friedman. I'm a medical oncologist in the Breast Oncology Center here at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. I'm also the medical director for the Dana-Farber Cancer Care Collaborative, which is our network of hospitals throughout New England. Breast cancer is the most common cancer that a woman will develop throughout her lifetime, and over the course of a woman's lifetime, approximately 1 in 8 will develop breast cancer. Most breast cancers are picked up on mammograms even before it can be felt on somebody's examination. However, there are some signs that a woman should be aware of in her breasts that are not normal. If one feels a mass, a lump, dimpling in her nipple, things that don't look symmetric, new lumps and bumps in armpits, redness of the skin, things that are warm to touch. Inflammatory breast cancer is a rare form of breast cancer. It's a condition where the whole breast becomes red, sometimes warm, sometimes swollen, and it can often be mixed up with an infection of the breast called mastitis. And although most of the time when redness of the breast occurs, it is an infection or something non-cancer related, it is very important to tell your healthcare provider if you notice changes in the skin. Most breast cancers are not hereditary, meaning that there isn't a clear genetic link to most breast cancer. There is a small proportion of breast cancer, about 5 to 10% of women with breast cancer, who do have a genetic predisposition for breast cancer, meaning that they inherited a gene from their mother or father that made them more likely to develop breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. If you have a mother or a sister, what we call a first-degree relative, that means you may have a slightly increased risk for breast cancer, and this is something you should talk to your healthcare provider about because it may change the amount of screening that we do, the age that you start, and the frequency or different types of tests that you may have. Although routine self-breast exams are not a part of usual recommendations anymore, if you ever feel something that doesn't feel normal to you or that is a change in your breast that you're not used to, you should definitely call your healthcare provider so that they know what's going on and they can bring you in likely for an examination. Most changes in breasts are not related to cancer, but it's always important to alert healthcare providers about any changes that you see or feel.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Jeffrey B. Valentine Show. And those are listening by radio. This particular topic is real close and dear to me. I know they may sound kind of strange or kind of funny, but we want to deal with or discuss or have a topic about breast cancer. A lot of people don't know until recently that my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, passed away with breast cancer. My sister-in-law at this moment is dealing with breast cancer, and she's in her treatment, fighting as we speak. Also, my 19-year-old daughter was found a lump in her breast. So this is so important to me to get this information out pertaining breast cancer. We know that the month of October is the month of awareness. Yes. To bring awareness. Am I right?
Yes, sir. It's breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness. So I asked my friend Erica Jones to come on and share and get some information and also expose the enemy.
Amen.
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 That we got the victory. The word cancer is not above Jesus.
You better tell it.
Cancer is subject to the name of Jesus. And it's defeated.
Amen.
It's already been defeated. And we standing on the power of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are not being healed. They are not being healed. You're not being healed. They already healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So I just want to welcome my friend now, Sister Erica Jones. to our show.
Greetings.
How are you?
I am doing wonderfully well and blessed.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I am excited to see victory.
This is the Lord at work.
Yes.
Yes.
To see triumph.
Amen.
I'm looking at empowerment. I'm
yes.
looking at the miracle worker. I'm looking at the witness of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
You know I'm excited.
Yes.
For not only for what he has done and doing through you.
Yes.
But what he's doing through my sister in love and my daughter and many of you all who has been dealing with this topic or know someone or who had lost a loved one pertaining or just dealing with breast cancer.
Right.
So, who is Erica Jones?
Erica Jones is I'm me.
Yes.
I am me.
What did you do for a living?
I am a center director for Head Start.
Yes. Lutheran
Services Florida Head Start.
Okay.
Duval.
Duval.
Yes.
What side of the city?
I am at Southwind Villa.
Southwind Villa.
Yes, 8711 Newton Road. Yes. I love my little center.
Yeah, y'all doing some mighty powerful work over there.
Yes.
Helping the community, pointing to the kids.
Right. Low income families. I absolutely love them. Being a center director, I've been one for about five years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that, you know, it's not where you are, it's how you approach your families. And I've worked on the north side. I worked on the east side. But when I went to Southwind Villa, that was a community that I was never, how can I say, never experienced too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have foreign families.
Right.
And the learning experience that I had was awesome. It has been awesome. And the more I learn, the more I grow. So recently we did a parent meeting / love.
Okay.
And that's where our face specialist, which is, you guys should know, Miss Janice Archie, who's
yes.
my face specialist. She's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the love committee and the amen, they come together and they did a viewing and we had about three guest speakers and I was one of those guest speakers. And my parents, they came because we told them that it was a part of the parent committee.
Right.
And we let them know what was going on and how you can get yourself, you know, the information, get yourself seen. And I express how important it is to go get checked up.
Yes.
And that is basically, you know, it was just a very touching moment when we did that, the parent meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
And with our last conversation we had before, you came on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you say that you are transparent with them.
Yes. Yes, I am. Throughout my entire journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always wear my sash now that says survivor.
Right.
But someone told me one lady, I love her, Karen. She is the cousin of my sister, Myra, who's also walked my journey with me. She told me, she said, you're not a survivor, you're an overcomer.
Mm.
And I say, wow, that is a better way to look at things.
Right.
So now when I see survivor, I say, I'm an overcomer because I've overcome a lot.
Mm.
That was that journey really did something for me and my family.
Yes, ma'am. With your journey and you dealing with a different type of family, I could really understand how you can compare their journey along with your journey.
Yes.
That with your journey, is a struggle. It's a fight, but with determination.
Yes. Yes.
In spite of what they're going through as well, they can overcome their situation too.
Mm-hmm.
That we all need help in our journey. All right?
You're right.
And the Lord will put people in our path.
Yes.
To help us.
Yes. Now, amen to that. I've met so many people along this walk. So many people who have inspired me to keep going forward. It's been a plenty of days that I've cried, not in front of my family, but behind closed doors. But behind those tears was a lot of prayer.
Yes.
Because I know how prayer works.
Amen.
I know that my God sits on the throne. He sits high. He looks low. And he heard this poor cry of a sinner.
Yes.
What do I do? How do I do this? I can't do this alone.
My God. We serve a living God.
Yes. Yes, we do.
We're talking about breast cancer. And one of the things that I want to share with you all, what is breast cancer? Breast cancer is a disease in which cancer cells form in the tissue of the breast. That's correct, right?
Yes, sir.
And what is cancer? Cancer is a board term for a class of disease characterized by abnormal cells that grow and invade healthy cells in the body.
Amen.
Cause of breast cancer. I'm just giving you some information. Cause of breast cancers is when you told that you have breast cancer, it is natural to wonder, what I'm putting this way, what caused breast cancer that you have these cells that will attack, your breast that is abnormal. Right. If I'm explaining it
abnormal,
correctly.
Yes, sir.
Abnormal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Before we dive in, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
You have two. You want to give them a shout out?
Yes. I would like to shout out to my daughter, Marianne McCormick, and Jamie McCormick. Oh, my God. They are my biggest cheerleaders.
Yes.
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 I have a boy and a girl.
Wow.
Yes.
Very protective.
Very.
Very supportive.
Yes.
And before, because I want to bring them in, because they're a big part of this testimony.
Yes.
I want to go back and I'm going to dive in real quickly, because I think that your testimony will help many men and women, but majority of women. If they are dealing with breast cancer now, you will empower them and encourage them. You found out about this at the age of 41.
Yes, sir.
Leading up to that, all was well?
All was well. The year before, I found out, I went to have just a normal mammogram. And the very first time I had a mammogram, I was 35.
Okay.
My doctor told me, she said, you have to have one. I say, I'm not 40 yet.
So when do they recommend you to have your first?
It'll be best to do it at 35. At least that's what my doctor had told me. And then when I went, I said, well, I'm not 40. So she said, no, they've changed the age. I said, oh, okay, no problem. So I went. The only thing it is that when I went in 2017, they say, we see a mass. They send a letter and say, hey, we see a mass. This is the undetermined, the nonchalant me. Yep, nope, I'm not going back.
And this at 41?
No.
No, this at 35. Yes. Oh, really? Okay.
I was like, they found a mass. But that's when you, if a woman has dense breast tissue.
Okay.
So I knew nothing of it at the time. Okay. Uneducated, unwise. This me. No, not going to do it. Not going back. Nope. Sorry.
Can I put a pin there?
Yeah.
Do you recommend, okay, my daughter's 19 and they found a lump. Do you recommend as early as teenagers to go get a or that's usually uncommon?
That's usually uncommon. In this case, like my daughter, she was 19
okay.
as well. And when I found my lump, she found a lump herself. Same breast.
Okay.
But hers was on the top. Now, hers set slightly abnormal because hers was a 2.5-inch lump that set up.
Okay.
So I went to, I said, no, we're not taking any chances.
Amen.
The devil is a lie.
That's
nope,
right.
Let's go. We're going to the doctor. And that's what we did. We went to the doctor and she basically told her that is a cyst.
Yes.
And I said, okay. She said, I'm going to immediately take her, you know, to have her checked. And I want them to remove it. We're not taking any chances.
Amen. And that's exactly what happened with my daughter. It was a cyst. Mm-hmm. And I think it was also was on the top. And she had surgery to remove it as well. But I just want to share that information. This is nothing to be played with.
No, it's not. No,
take
it's
not. It seriously.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm here with Sister Erica Jones, and we're talking about breast cancer, and we're going to dive in more of our testimony. We'll be right back.
Did you know surgery is one of the primary methods of diagnosing and treating breast cancer? Your first thought is probably a mastectomy, but there are several other types that you may experience. A biopsy is the first surgery you'll have. Using a needle, or sometimes scalpel, a sample of cells is taken and sent to a pathologist for examination. Needing a biopsy does not mean you have breast cancer. In fact, the majority of biopsy results show no cancerous cells. If the tumor is confirmed as cancerous, there are a few surgery options. A lumpectomy is the first. This breast-conserving surgery removes the tumor and a portion of the surrounding breast tissue. The amount of tissue removed depends on the size of the tumor and how far it has spread. After a lumpectomy, it's common to undergo several weeks of radiation therapy. The second option is a mastectomy. In this surgery, the cancer is extracted by removing the entire breast. Depending on the extent of the cancer, the nearby lymph nodes and underlying muscles may be removed as well. Sometimes a mastectomy can be performed without removing the nipple and areola. This is called a nipple-sparing mastectomy. Mastectomies are often the best treatment for advanced staged breast cancer. However, if the cancer has spread to the lymph nodes, radiation therapy may also be recommended. Some people may also choose to replace the missing breast after mastectomy. This type of reconstructive surgery is a personal decision and may not be right for everyone. If you need surgery for breast cancer or another form of breast disease, the Surgical Breast Care Team is here for you.
Meet Charlie.
The doctor that I have now, he's a great guy. He really is. The fact that the doctor gives me his cell phone number lets me know that he's accessible. Since I've joined, my health is improving quite a bit. My sugars are in control. I've lost a little weight. I'm doing well. What I like about it is the fact that everybody is so personable. The staff makes you feel so welcome when you come in. The staff treats me like I'm family. I've done a walk-in a couple of times. I've also called on the weekend and gotten good advice about what to do for emergency situations. So they're there for you. A lot of seniors don't have places to take care of them as the people here do. It's just a great experience.
Dedicated Senior Medical Center. For more information, go to www.dedicated.care. That's www.dedicated.care.
You're listening to JBV Radio. Positive Radio.
Breast cancer awareness. We don't want to say that Sister Erica Jones is a survivor. She is a overcomer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So overcomer.
Yes.
Your daughter. Mm-hmm. So we are not taking any chances.
No, sir.
Okay.
When she, it was ironic. It was after I had my, 1 week after I had my surgery, she had her surgery to remove her lump.
Wow.
Yes. I wasn't taking any chances.
Amen.
And she had the same surgeon that I had.
Oh, really?
Yes. I immediately said, you know, the lady called from the doctor's office and she said, we have three surgeons. And I say, can you name them for me? Because my daughter was like, I don't know who to, you know, who would I choose? Mm-hmm. I got on the phone and I said, can you name all the surgeons for me? And she got Dr. Jajra.
And that was it.
That was it. Dr. Jajra. Thank you.
They say that breast cancer is a disease which is formed in the cell of the tissue of the breast. Mm-hmm. A breast tumor is a tumor, is a mass of adenoma tissue. And there are two types of breast cancer tumor. Mm-hmm. Those are non-cancerous. And the other one is called benign.
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 Benign, yes.
Okay. What our daughter has was benign.
Right. And mine was too. Yes.
Okay. All right.
With my daughter, hers was benign. And mm-hmm. I thank God for that. I really, a lot of prayer behind that one.
Yes.
Because
sir.
I did
yes,
not want her to go through what I went through. Because she saw me in my struggle. She saw me in my fight. However, I told her, she now has to go back instead of at the age of 35, she has to go back at 31.
Yes, same with my daughter.
Right. She has to go back at 31 and she has to get regular mammogram checkups then.
Yes, please go.
Yes.
Please get checked up.
I advise any and everyone, please don't wait.
Right.
Because that's what I did.
Because if you catch it early,
you can do something about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, with mine started out as a thumbprint.
Okay. I asked you that the last time we had the conversation. Mm-hmm. Explain what is a thumbprint.
To me, that's what I felt. Like okay. It was a thumbprint, a little small, I didn't think anything of it because I was still going through my monthly.
Yes.
And so I said, well, maybe it's that time of the month.
Right.
Sometimes as women, our breasts, we swell mm-hmm. before it's that time. And I said, okay, well, you're just a part of that. We'll just keep going. Well, eventually it started to balloon a little bit. I had a little small lump. I said, no, that's nothing. Let's keep going. You know, going to work, working two jobs, you know, coming home, taking care of family, still not taking care of me.
Okay.
Then eventually I looked and it had grew just a little bit too big. It had grown to the point where it had a vein. Unhealthy vein going across my chest.
Okay.
And it was almost the size of a small softball.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was 15 centimeters round. So at this point now, it has weight. It has heat. Okay. Now you've changed the color of my skin. And it was purple. So, okay. Now, my daughter, at this point, I always try to tell my daughter, hey, can you come to look at this? Maybe I'm just overseeing things. My daughter say, Mama, please go. I'm worried because now she's Googling and she's looking up the signs for breast cancer. And she was like, hold on, Mama, do you have this? Do you have this? I had no symptoms. I didn't feel any kind of way. Sometimes Google might say that, you know, your nipple may turn in.
Oh, really?
Or have leakage from it.
Okay, yes. I heard about the leakage, but I didn't know that it would turn in. So that's one of the signs.
That's one of the signs. However, mine didn't do any of that. Mine didn't do any of that. And when I went to the doctor, she was like, okay, well, see, you know, my daughter, she's super awesome, Dr. Boss Perez. She was sitting at the computer and she was just, you know, typing in her notes and just getting things prepared for that morning. And she said, all right, well, take off your bra. Let me see what we're dealing with here. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, no problem. So I took it off. At this point, I had already, which I tell people a lot, I named it. It was named Dolores.
Really?
I named it Dolores. All right, Dolores, let's go. Dolores, you get in, let's go. Because it was a lump.
What made you
I'm a jokester by nature.
Okay. All right.
And sometimes I have to find things to keep me, you know, not only in the spirit, but also keep me happy. Laughter is the key. Yes. And that's the way I've always been. You know, some people say, hey, you have a demeanor, your facial expression doesn't allow you to be approachable. No. Once you approach me and you have a conversation with me, then that's different.
Right.
So me, I was like, all right, come on, Dolores, let's go. We got to go to work here. We don't have time for, you know, we don't have time for shenanigans.
Gotcha.
So when I get to the doctor, my doctor see it before she could even get to it.
She already located, saw it. Like it was right there.
Visible. And it was about this big, sitting on the side of my breast. And that what made her just stop. She screamed. She said, why did you wait so long? I said, Dr. Bosch, you know I go to work. You know I work two jobs. You know I have to deal with the community, my families. You know I have to deal with. She said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I said, it has weight to it. She started to lift it up. Oh, my God. What? No. And then she just immediately rolled back over. She said, I'm signing you up now to go to the breast cancer center. And she said, that's where you'll be until they have completed everything they need to do with you. By, she said, if you have not been reached or, you know, anybody hadn't gotten in touch with you by the end of this week, which I think that was either a Tuesday. It might have been a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. She said, you need to let me know by Friday. Yes, ma'am. No problem. No problem. So I go. I finally, you know, they say, well, hey, we have an appointment. We need you to come in. Okay. No problem. At this point, I always kept the same attitude. Mm. It's never, oh, God. No, you're not crying. You steadfast. All right. What's next? What's my next move? What's my next step? What do I have to do? So I went and they told me, they say, well, Ms. Jones, we're going to have a mammogram. Okay, no problem. And we know it hurts because we see the size of it. We know it's going to hurt, but just bear with us while we get what we need. So they're trying to measure it, size it, everything. And they said, well, once you're done, we're going to send the images to the radiologist.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. So the radiologist, I think I asked the young lady, the nurse at the time, to give me my phone. And I say, yeah, because my phone rung while I was in the middle of getting it measured. Well, before I can even unlock my phone, the radiologist sped in the room. She said, hi, I'm doctor. I don't remember her name, but okay. She say, I'm here. She say, I need to biopsy this. Okay. I say, okay, no problem. That's always been my attitude to everything. Okay. No problem. And so as I'm getting prepared, she said, I need you to come back in a couple of days. We're going to set it up. We're going to do an expedient move. It's just really fast.
So they didn't do the biopsy right then?
No, sir.
Yeah, to come back.
I had to come back.
Come back and do it. Okay.
So when I came back to do it, they say, okay, Ms. Jones, we're going to set you up. Do you have any questions? No questions. What do I do now? It's always what was next. Okay. So as I'm there, I just had to bow my head. When people left the room, all right, Lord, I'm here.
Yeah.
What do I, just give me strength. I trust you. I'm not going to cry about the situation. Whatever is your will, I'm there. I'm okay. Okay. So when I went into the room and the guy told me, he say, Ms. Jones, he say, you're going to feel a little pinch and a sting, like a bee sting. Well, I've never had a bee sting me, so I don't know how that would feel. He said, but you're going to feel a pinch. And I said, okay, no problem. So as I'm feeling a pinch and a little burn, he say, I'm numbing it so that we can go in. He said, we're going to have to clip tissue from it. Okay, no problem. It's always okay, no problem. Now, it's okay, no problem, but how are you feeling mentally? Have you checked in with yourself mentally? No. Because.
So none of it really sunk?
It never sunk. Never. Never. After they clipped it and sent it off, I had to go back to my, they said, well, what we're going to do is because of the size of it, it's going to have to get, you know, surgically removed because we don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but it's steady growing. Okay, no problem. So they put marker clips in. I had about 3 marker clips. So as I'm preparing for them to just clip it or just, you know, take a sample of the tissue,
mm-hmm.
they were like, the guy, he was putting the needle deep down, but he couldn't get through it because it was so thick and so dense. And because they numbed it, I could feel the pressure. So the only thing I could do at that time was just take a deep breath. And it was like, just calm down, Ms. Jones. I said, I'm calm. I'm calm. I'm all right. So I just closed my eyes and said, all right, God, look, this is not cooperating. I need them to get through what they're needing to get through with because this is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So he managed to get the tissue clippings and they managed to put the clips in.
Okay.
And then they bandaged me up. So, okay. All right, Ms. Jones, we're going to send this off to the lab and we're going to get back with you as soon. We're going to send the information to your primary care.
Okay.
So as I'm awaiting my primary care, she calls me. She say, you know, you have a doctor's appointment because you have to have a, you know, checkup. Okay. No problem. So
still.
Okay, no problem. And I'm at the point where now it was okay, whatever you have me to do, I'm getting up and I'm doing it because I don't know what it is.
Right.
So as we showed, as we got ready to go to the doctor, we basically, you know, just, she said, I need you to do some blood work for me. Okay. And as I had my blood work, you know, she say, come back. Well, I think I need, let me back up. My doctor say, okay, your checkup was fine. She say, when I get your test results, I haven't gotten your test results. However, when I get them in, then I will call you immediately. Okay. Okay. No problem. So as she's preparing, you know, just we are waiting the test results, I leave to take my daughter to work. And as I'm taking my daughter to work, I get a phone call from a nurse. And she said, Ms. Jones, I forgot to get your blood work. I said, oh, okay, no problem. I'll be back. She said, well, when you come, she said, you'll come on in the back. I say, okay, no problem.
Wow. we're going to have to take a break.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to find out what the nurse is.
Yes.
If you're a woman, you have a 1 in 8 chance of getting breast cancer during your lifetime. In its early stages, there may be no symptoms for detecting breast cancer. But as the cancer grows, there are changes that both women and men should watch out for. A lump or thickening, such as a mass, some swelling, some skin irritation or distortion in or near the breast or in the underarm area. A change in the size or the shape of your breast. A change in the color or the feel of the skin of the breast, the areola or the nipple. It might be dimpled, it could be scaly or puckered. You may notice nipple discharge, erosion, tenderness, inversion, which means that the nipple would be pointing inward. If you have a new finding that lasts 2 weeks or longer and that is unusual for you, reach out to your doctor. With early diagnosis, there's a 98% chance of surpassing the 5-year survival rate for breast cancer.
At Dedicated Senior Medical Center, our specialty is caring for seniors. We make it easy to see our doctors. We spend more time with our patients than most doctors. And we treat you like a VIP. Few go this far to keep you healthy, happy, and at home. So ask yourself these questions. Does your doctor personally call and check on you? Does your doctor allow walk-ins? Do you have your doctor's cell phone number? Does your doctor's office offer telehealth visits? Does your doctor help make sure you get to and from your appointments? Does your doctor make sure you get all of your prescription medications? If your answer to any of these questions is no, you should say yes to Dedicated Senior Medical Center. We understand seniors. Don't you deserve better when you need to see or talk with your doctor? You already know the answer to that question. Call to schedule a visit to Dedicated Senior Medical Center today and find out what you have been missing.
What's your plan?
More time with the grandkids.
Staying healthy.
Celebrating more happy birthdays.
Care Plus can help you make it happen. We've spent 20 years specializing in Medicare Advantage plans, and with our plans, you get benefits like a $75 reduction on your Medicare Part B premium every month with the Carefree plan, or a $0 copay for routine dental coverage plus partial or complete dentures with the Care One plan, plus a $0 copay for routine hearing and vision coverage, and a $40 monthly allowance for covered over-the-counter products. All from the third largest Medicare HMO plan in Florida. Call today. So, what's your plan? At Care Plus, we've got plans for you.
The Jeffrey B. Valentine Show, every Sunday on the CW Network. Check your local listings for the time and tune in for some faith and fun.
If you had to choose between food and gas for your car, between food and medical care, between food and the roof over your head, what would you choose? Every day, thousands of Northeast Florida residents make these difficult choices. Each month, 69% of households served by Feeding Northeast Florida have to make the choice between paying for food and paying for transportation to get to work or school. 68% of households have to choose between paying for medical care and paying for meals. And more than 59% have to make the choice to feed their family or pay for housing for the month. If you had to choose, what would you do? Feeding Northeast Florida, through its network of more than 150 food pantries and feeding sites, provides nutritious meals to people struggling with hunger. Together, we can solve hunger in Northeast Florida, so no one has to choose whether or not to feed their family. We know the face of hunger is changing. Your neighbor, your coworker, your child caregiver, your auto mechanic. Every day, people around you could be struggling with those tough choices, and they wouldn't be alone. Locally, the Hunger in America 2014 study shows that nearly 39,000 people turn to our network for help each week. That's more than 322,000 people, including 29% who are children and 15% who are senior citizens. The people we serve have jobs, raise families, face health issues, serve our country, and seek education. Today's face of hunger is hardworking and hopeful. Underemployment, stagnant wages, and a rising cost of living have impacted these families and individuals. More than half of households served by Feeding Northeast Florida report at least one person working in the past year. The person who has worked the longest is more likely to be employed part-time than full-time. And many are giving back to our community. 20% of households have at least one member that has served in the U.S. military. Our clients struggle with rising medical costs and ongoing health issues. One in three households has a member living with diabetes. 65% report high blood pressure. And 79% are purchasing cheaper, unhealthy food in an effort to provide enough food for the household. In 69% of the households served by Feeding Northeast Florida, the median monthly household income is at or below the federal poverty level. Like an increasing number of Americans, the people we serve look to education to improve their lives. 19% of households report having an adult student in the home. With the support of Feeding Northeast Florida and its partners, these families and individuals have the fuel to make positive choices and work toward a better future. Hunger has no boundaries. Whether through your neighborhood food pantry, local youth program, nearby senior center, or a meal kitchen, Feeding Northeast Florida is helping in your community. We believe everyone can choose to help create a hunger-free Northeast Florida. Individuals, charities, businesses, and government all have a role in ending hunger. Donate, volunteer, advocate, educate. Join us. Together, we can solve hunger.
This is Trish.
This is Marlon.
This is Chanel.
Hey, I'm your boy, Pastor Jeff, and you are listening to JBB Radio.
Positive Radio.
Overcoming testimony. So you got the call.
Yes, I had got a call from my doctor's nurse, and she told me, "Ms. Jones, we forgot to get some blood work from you." I said, "Okay, no problem. Well, I'm dropping my daughter off to work, and I'll be right up." And she said, "Well, I tell you what," she said, "when you come, just come on in the back." And I said, "Okay, no problem," because that's my attitude throughout this
The whole time.
No problem. And so when I got there, I had my blood work done, wasn't there 10 minutes. Now, at the time, we were working from home virtually because COVID had just gotten out and it had spread kind of rampant. So we wasn't taking any chances with our little people. So we closed our centers. So with that, we had to work from home virtually. So while I'm at home, my doctor, you know, she told me that morning, she said, "I haven't gotten your results in just yet." She said, "But when I do, I'm going to call you." And I say, "Okay, no problem." So while I'm home doing my leadership training, I want to say it had to be about maybe 11:45, maybe 12 o'clock. It was right before lunchtime. And I was in the middle of a training, a webinar, and I got the call. So I answered the phone and she said, "Hey, Ms. Jones." I say, "Hey, Dr. Boss, how you doing?" She say, "I'm fine." She say, "Are you sitting down?" I say, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I just got your results in my hand." And she say, "I'm sorry to tell you," she say, "your results came back positive. You have breast cancer." That alone I was like, okay. She say, "Are you all right?" "Yes, ma'am." "What do I do next?" She say, "Well, if you need to talk, just let me know." And I said, "Okay. No problem." She said, "I'm going to go ahead and start, you know, your process for what you need, and you need to expedite it." I said, "Okay, no problem." So at this point, you know, I love my children.
Did you tell them right away?
We have a group chat. And so my daughter was at work that morning, and my son was doing his work from home virtually.
Okay.
So what I did was I just put it in a group text. "Hey, mommy got her test results back. I have breast cancer." My daughter texts me back immediately. "Are you serious?" "Yes." "Yeah." My son flying up the hallway. "Are you okay?" "I'm fine."
Wow.
Because I did not have any symptoms. I didn't have, at this point, it's not that I didn't have any emotion, but it was just like, what? It's not to question God, but it's just to say, okay, what do I do?
Wow.
What do I do now? So we stayed virtual for the entire month of June.
Okay.
School had let out, but we still had to do leadership webinars and things like that just to make sure that we keep our leadership skills polished. So as I'm doing those things, now I went to the Dollar Tree and I bought a calendar. All right. On my calendar in May, it shows at the end of May that, okay, you went to the doctor, you had this done, you had this done. Then June the 2nd, you were diagnosed with breast cancer. But just a year before, they told you that you didn't have it.
Wow. Yeah, because when we were having our discussion, for it to be that big within that year, from that day
Right.
It was no signs of breast cancer. Mm-mm.
Because if I'm not mistaken, the letter that I received the year before was on June the 12th.
A year.
Yeah. Yep. And at that time.
Did you ask how they missed that?
Nope. I did not. I'll be honest with you. I did not. When I even, for me to have gone back to even have my mammogram, it was a nurse that called me from the Towers. If anybody's familiar with the Towers mm-hmm. downtown,
right?
The lady called me. She said, I need you to come in and do your mammogram. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about good Lord, but he's going to make people come and stand in for and do his job.
Yeah.
He gonna make them come in. And this lady told me on the phone, she said, please don't miss this appointment. Please do not. And I don't know the lady. I do not know her. But she was on that phone as if she was my mother. She said, please do not let me find out that you missed this appointment.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. So that's that year. So once that came back, hey, congratulations, you don't have breast cancer. Because they took and compiled the information from 2017. They compiled that information and they said, congratulations, you don't have it. Okay, I'm good. But then right after, there's that thumbprint.
Wow. It says that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. But there is time where you can prevent it.
Yes.
If you go and get your mammogram.
I want to say her name correctly, Donna Deegan. She did the Buddy Check 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe solely in that. And checking now on a regular, that's what I have to do. And I'll encourage any woman and any man to go.
In 12 months?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that please get checked because between.
We check regularly. Me, because I have, after the fact, I have cysts. So me going through what I went through, chemo and things like that, I literally have neuropathy from it. So that's a tingling of the fingers and of my toes. So it's really hard sometimes for me to feel certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I say I'm a jokester by nature.
Right.
So I told my doctor, my oncologist, Dr. Hugh, love Dr. Hugh. I told Dr. Hugh, he was on vacation, and I told the young ladies who are in my chemo squad, because that's what I called them. I called them, I say, hey, I feel a lump. I feel something. Now, after the fact, I need Dr. Hugh to check it because I'm not taking any chances. And so with that being said, the young lady told me, she said, hey, Dr. Hugh was on vacation. He'll be back on the 23rd. I say, what time is he available on the 23rd? And so she say, hey, I got you down for 1 o'clock. All right, I'll be there. 12:30, I'll be there.
Mm.
Because I wasn't taking any chances because I have a cyst now that it felt like another lump. And it's sitting in the same location. It's sitting in the same location where my original tumor was.
Right.
So, nope.
Once a person is determined to have a tumor or diagnosed with breast cancer, that's when, like you just shared with us, the healthcare team will determine what stages of the tumor or the breast cancer. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
It says that from stages 0 and 1 mean that the stage of the cancer indicate the size of the tumor and the adenoma cell.
Mm-hmm.
And it will let you know what type of cell or how far it'll aggress.
Right.
Correct? Okay. Stage two, I just want to get this information. Stage two and stage 2A mean that the breast cancer is growing, but it is still contaminating in the breast.
It's still contained in the breast.
Mm-hmm. And the growth has only extended to a nearby lymph node.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Stage three, because you mentioned the thumbprint when you first identified. I can't get over within a year.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. It means stage three, A, B, and C, mean that the breast cancer had extended to beyond the intermediate region of the tumor.
Right.
And may have invaded the lymph nodes.
And that's what mine did.
But did they say how it grew? I know you, I may be jumping ahead of ahead of this testimony. You shared with me that it was feeding.
It was a healthy vein that was actually.
Okay. Help me out. Go ahead.
And to me, and that's what I saw.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to figure, you know, I'm sitting.
Cause they're telling you not to look at the monitor while they're going in.
Not to look at the monitor, but when you go home and you look in the mirror and you see a dark vein that's going across your chest and it's leading right to it. Okay, wait a minute.
So
it was a healthy vein.
A healthy vein feeding the tumor.
So yes, it was estrogen. It was just steady feeding into it. So I have to take medication to block it.
Because if not, it still would feed into their cyst.
Right. And it will still continue to grow. So the medication that I take, I had to take that about maybe 2 weeks before I started chemo. And then once I started chemo, then I had to stop. And then once chemo was over, then I had to start back taking it. And I will have to take that for the next 5 years.
Mm. Let me read stage four, because you told me you was in stage three.
I was in three.
Mm-hmm. Stage four is breast cancer, meaning that the cancer has spread to other areas of the body, such as the brains, the bones, the liver, and the lungs. Once you was told that you had stage three, you got with your kids. I want to know, and the reason why I'm asking, because I know when we was sharing your testimony early, how your daughter was, she was your strong child, basically, right?
But it was my son that brought me, I'm not gonna say he brought me on the brink of tears, but he's my go-getter. However, my son, I was standing at work one night at my second job, and my son, he's a man of few words, but he sent me a text message that it came from his heart, and he was like, Mom, he said, I need you to go to the emergency room, because he didn't understand the process.
Right.
He didn't know there is a process.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let's go to the emergency room. He said, let's eliminate the middleman, tell them what you have, and let them cut that out.
Wow.
I had to bring him with me. I had to let him understand, baby, it's a process. It's going to have to be a middleman. It's going to have to be someone. I have to do this in order. I say, I know you don't want me to. I know I know how your feelings are, because both of my children, I feel like their feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not including how I had to approach my brothers.
Oh, wow. Because you have four of them.
I have four of them.
Yeah.
And their age ranges from 65 down to 55. I guarantee you, the conversation with that, it had to be approached very lightly.
Wow. I'm here with Sister Erica Jones. We are talking about her overcoming breast cancer.
Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. For more information about us, tap or click jbvshow.org. That's jbvshow.org. Or if you'd like to leave a comment for prayer or to just let us know how we're doing,
we'd love to hear from you.
Email us at PastorJeff@JBVShow.org. That's PastorJeff@JBVShow.org. Thank you again for tuning in. And remember, love isn't love until you give it away. God bless you.